A massive storm center is going to be passing through the eastern Dakotas during the course of the day today and tonight, and that will bring us a chance for some rain during the afternoon and evening, but mostly North Dakota and Minnesota. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. This low pressure center has had quite a little bit of history with it in the last 24 hours. So very strong winds from Texas to Manitoba and from the Rocky Mountain Front Range area all the way into the heart of the Midwest. And this wind will likely stay with us today will be a little bit closer to the center of this low pressure center, so the wind speeds across our region will not be as high as they will be in the Midwest. We will look for a chance for increasing rainfall during the afternoon. Not much precipitation occurring right now except way out to the west, but as we go forward through the day, we'll see showers developing across North Dakota and Minnesota. Moisture totals will run 2/10 to 3/4 of an inch in those two areas. We'll look for South Dakota to stay relatively dry biased. Even southwestern portions of Minnesota will not likely be seeing a lot of precipitation. And you might think that this storm system with the snow in Montana and Saskatchewan and western Manitoba it might bring some colder air into our region. Well, it will cool down, but it's not going to get very cold. And it'll be just temporary, too. We're going to warm back up fairly quickly. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the 30s and 40s in the western Dakotas, mostly upper 40s and 50s across our region. And tomorrow, we'll look for temperatures in the 40s and 50s throughout most of the area as well. Then on Wednesday, similar temperatures will occur, and we'll look for a continuation of that even on Thursday of this week. Nighttime lows are expected to drop into the 20s and 30s as we get into Tuesday morning and again Wednesday morning, and then we'll start backing those temperatures off again. So that's not terribly cold for this time of the year, and certainly wouldn't be a big problem. We don't have much other precipitation coming into the region either. The backwash from this low pressure center will be with us for a little while tomorrow in North Dakota and maybe a few counties in northwestern Minnesota where we'll see a little snow and some rain shower activity, but we're not going to see much in the way of volume on any of that precipitation. The rest of the region will be relatively dry. A few spits and spats even tomorrow afternoon across North Dakota, but we're not expecting that to be meaningful either. Now, as we get into the day on Wednesday, warmer air will begin to start pushing back northward again, and a little warm front will develop. We might get a little light rain in South Dakota briefly, maybe southwestern through west central Minnesota into southeastern South Dakota as we go Wednesday night into Thursday morning. The moisture with that is not expected to be very impressive. We'll look for the moisture totals for the most part running from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to a maximum of a half inch. Most of the precipitation will probably be no more than 2 or 3/10 of an inch. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.